chasanga nube gen shaji debu debu number wo khundu jebe ine debu khabar wo khundu jebe ine ta di chasanga da kanshin de anda da di ji sin nubur ji ta da ji ta ne bo yo ka ji sa de yin be yin du ta nang ji ta number shiva nyong sam rig sam du shi chwa yo de ba dinde ji gi That's a chicky. Any, the nigger than to see the tall meeting again, say chicky, yes, Addy, come at it. Just one. So the name in the Tane, Shave, Nieling Julia, Shiva, Namashawachi. Then a cheese, Zaji, according Nieling Julia, Zajiwachi. So the name in the Benatadanga under Bunapunso Sembe, Ben a Lundi Sembe. 这个当然是一个本来是一个女的本来是一个贵贵在这个生命偏不去你谈着了人家就要都是年龄人家就都是带什么人呢这是怎么你的头妈妈下红了呀过来这个苏军这么这个本来是通过什么的什么人呢拍起南开丢下去用给什么去开丢下去开丢实际上开丢甚至差距 我的地方的属性下的一个人，那个都是人生活上面在下一个，所以天地之间年龄的局限的，你看那个那个那里啊，或者东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西东西 시바지 년령이 주신 샤서지 가면 돼. 코로 가르쳐 놓고 뉴비 견사지 다. 코로미 세미 뱀비치지는 코레를 좀 듣고 세미 뱀부지기 다네 연구야. 가시고 그게 남 나머지 시바 집에 있나? 코레를 좀 듣고 나머지 시바 균식이 되네 연구야지. 그래서 진짜 인도 사네. 아니 나머지 시바 좀 듣기는이야. 나머지 시바 기증 아마지 다 꼬야지. 이내 현지 시기는 자유인구와 변화 가속을 세미 펜비추 유언으로 해야 타로 넘버 10에 현지 시기는 땡땡인구래 다음에 다가는 시기 넘버 10에 계약이 실로로 자유 변화가 안 돼서 다 대변은 넘버 10에 10에 라고 되기 들 때는 레벨 때는 레벨 선임도 다 지금 다 지금 자유 때는 영원대야 변화가 안 돼서 미심 미 넘버 10에 신이 고 민다야디 류딘 미 류딘 이런 인사 디든 제네 에네고 미 나버시르신 타냥으로 자고 와. 그러나 저 니르즈는 고 간다 다가는식 류때 마디 시바세마세 용다디디 고 류즈리 땡데보다 대리신시 편지신시기보다 세브샤라. 이 내고 세리 뇽알기야 진짜 주셔인데 고라 녀리 진짜 가마지 매나 에네 마데 차이 와레. 시바 기지 담보 지 샤바이나 아니 하나님 양의 주민이 깨워진 병원에 양의 미투비줄이 깨워지나 병원에 처리하래 아니 시베기지 당구 미투비줄이 깨쳐나 아니 시베 균심의 심의 미투비줄이 깨쳐오지 누구와
So this the third condition of potentiality states an important principle. The principle is this that in order for a particular set of causes and events, or causes and conditions to give rise to a particular set of effects or consequences, there must be some kind of natural relationship of commensurability. It's not the case that anything can produce anything. So, for example, in the case of the internal realm of experience, of our perception, of our intention, of our thoughts, emotions, and so on, and these are mental phenomena, these are not physical phenomena. Therefore, in order for them to come into being, one must be able to trace its evolution through successive stages of cognitions. One could say, part of the natural law. For example, even when we look at the world of physical matter, including our own body or external objects, non-sentient objects or living organisms or objects, we can see that these material things, we can trace their causation back to another level of physical properties, another level of physical reality. So through this way, we can, through this kind of reductive process, we can envision at the beginning of the present universe a kind of a state when there is the cause for the evolution of the entire macroscopic world. From the Buddhist point of view, for example, in one of the texts of Kalachakra, Tantra, there is an understanding of what is called the space particles, for want of a better word, space particles, which are thought to be extremely subtle material particles, which are explained to be the source or the origin of the entire evolution of the physical universe that we experience now. So we can trace in terms of causation backwards for all the material objects to its constitutive particles level, then trace back to the origin of the universe. Similarly, for the world of consciousness, for the world of experience, for the world of cognitions, feelings, sensations, and so on, again, these mental phenomena, one can trace their chain of causation in a similar way. And according to Buddhism, the point about this condition of potentiality is that in terms of, for both material world, physical world, and the mental phenomena, although there is a causal relationship between the two, but in terms of their own continuum, one cannot produce the other. The mental continuum must come from a preceding mental continuum, just as the physical world must come from a material world must come from a preceding material continuum. And however, there is an intimate relationship between the two. There is a contributing causation between the two. Of course, mental states can contribute to the evolution of material. It can exert causation. Similarly, material phenomena can act as a contributory factor for certain subjective experiences. And this is something that, in fact, we can observe in our own personal experience. Much of our gross levels of consciousness are very contingent upon our body. In fact, the very terminology that we use, conventions that we use, for example, when we say human mind or human consciousness, we are using the contingency of human body as the basis to define a particular state, mental state. And similarly, at the gross levels of mind, such as our sensory experiences, it is very obvious that they are heavily contingent, dependent upon our body and some physiological states. And when the body is damaged, we can immediately experience the impact it has on the mental states as well. However, the principle remains that in terms of continuum, mental phenomena must come from its preceding continuum and so on. So in this way, we get to the point where there will be a first instance of consciousness in this life. And now here we have two alternatives. One option is to say that this consciousness, at the first instance of consciousness of this life, must come from a preceding instance of consciousness which existed in the previous life. That is one alternative. Or the other alternative is to either say it came from nowhere, it just popped up, it came from nowhere, or to say that it came from some material cause. From the Buddhist point of view, both of these two latter alternatives, that it came from nowhere or it came from a material cause, both of them are found to be problematic. That's why Buddhists maintain the principle that for things and events to come into being, they must do so from causes and effects that have a natural relationship of commensurability. So in terms of continuum, mental phenomena come from their preceding mental phenomena, and material phenomena or material objects come from preceding material objects.